broadcasting from a super secret location at Wasted Time Radio Studios. It is the Ask the Fellas Show.
Do we have any Mexican Americans with us today? Like Buenos Dias.
Oye, big boy, habla español.
Are there any guys out there who are just normal, huh?
We're 39 minutes in. Bartles is like, hold on.
Bartles,
go ahead.
Start the show.
Start it.
Just start it right show. Now. Start the show
just,
right now.
Just Google it,
real
bitch.
Quick. Like your sex life, real quick.
Okay, we're done.
Run.
We're just normal, huh?
Welcome back to another episode of Ask the Fellas, where anybody can be one of the fellas,
even the lady fellas,
especially the lady fellas.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, buddy, we're back.
What up?
What's up?
What's up?
What's up? Is that you took forever, man?
Man, I was trying to find some shit. I couldn't find it. It was for your wife, fucking Jerky, and I couldn't find it. I don't know why I'm not able to find it.
What is it that you were trying to find?
So Bessel, the place over here in Downey, there's gonna be a comedy show.
Oh, nice.
And it came on my Insta, but now I can't fucking find it. So I don't know if they
if they
ghosted me
What did you say?
They ghosted me. They fucking left black this guy.
I'm like, what the fuck?
How old are you?
Well, I mean, I know the lingo,
you
bro.
You just said Insta. What the fuck is Insta?
Instagram.
No, we'll say Instagram.
Or isn't it or IG, right?
One of them.
It's IG.
Just say Instagram, please.
Insta.
Yeah, in this room, we're all adults.
Yeah.
Let's just say Instagram.
And I'm also talking about getting ghosted from a fucking...
I know. I was going to let that one go.
I'm a social media app, right?
Yeah. What do you call it? Oh, you will say banned.
Oh, yeah, banned.
Yeah.
No, they
got blocked.
I don't see it, so I don't know. Maybe, yeah. I mean, they probably did ghost me, but whatever. I didn't do anything, though.
Yeah, you do a lot.
I was actually really good the last time I went.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I didn't get in trouble. I didn't drink too much.
It doesn't help that everybody knows your name there, bro.
I know.
So don't ever do anything bad.
They're like, Barlos!
What did you do?
Nothing.
That everybody knows your name?
I was a regular. We were regulars for a bit.
Yeah, we were.
Yeah. Like when they first opened up, we were there like probably what, three times a week?
Pretty much. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We used to get comp drinks.
Wow.
I actually got a free drink the last time I was there.
Really?
Yeah, it was a good time.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, man.
You know what? Me and my wife got free brunch when we went to Tempo this past Sunday.
Oh, nice.
It was very, 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 like, it was very welcome. I mean, nice. Like, we never get comped anywhere.
I mean, you spend thousands of dollars a month here.
That is true.
Like, this guy's keeping the lights on.
You put my kids through college.
Very unexpected, though, man. Like, we usually don't get comped like that, right? Because we don't ask for it.
Yeah, exactly. I don't ask for it.
What did they say? They just came in like, your money's not good here.
No, they just, this was very nice. So we asked for the bill. And they brought the little folder thing with a little white piece of paper says thank you friends.
Aww.
And that was it.
What?
And I was like, aww. Wait a minute.
Did you double the tax?
did you leave a tip?
I did. We did leave.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Of course.
Yeah.
Were you like, excuse me, we don't have friends. I think this is not ours. You know where I get comped a lot? I get comped a lot at fucking a Lock and Key.
Mm.
Like the last couple of times I've been there, when they're closing up,
mm-hmm.
They're like, all right, we're going to do last call. Like, all right, let me get another one. And then before I leave, I'm like, hey, can I get the tab? I go, they haven't given you the tab yet? I'm like, no. I'm like, all right, then you're good.
Wow.
Like, well, sure.
That's yeah, nice. Man.
Yeah,
really like,
they have a most wanted fucking picture of Bartles.
That's because he's so drunk. He thinks they're telling him his comp, and he just leaves and walks out.
No, because when I go back, they're like, oh, you're back. All right, welcome. And like, oh, okay.
So make sure he pays this time.
What they're doing is they're probably tabulating the fucking like bill. And then finally, when it hits like 950, which it turns into a felony, then they'll arrest you.
Fuck. Bro.
Damn. That's it? 950?
I think that's a new felony, right?
Oh, shit. I don't know.
Did they change it already? Because I know that's what it was. That's why people were, like, stealing a lot.
No, it was.
Oh, they lowered it?
No, it used to be more than.
It used to be
500. Wasn't it 500?
It was low.
Or originally,
it was 400, 500, yes. And I thought they raised it to, like, 900.
Well, yeah, they raised it so that people weren't getting, like, a whole bunch of felonies.
Right.
And that's why people were stealing, but they made sure they were stealing less than $900.
Yeah. Ah. Excuse me, how much is this? Oh, that's like $850. Okay.
He's like, can you ring me up?
Hey, wait. Does that count before or after taxes?
Okay.
Oh,
$850.
That is true.
Damn.
Then you have to be that technical to fucking rob a place.
Of course, man. Oh,
shit. Fuck. That's the difference between a felony and a misdemeanor, bro.
That's the difference between a smart fucking robber and a stupid one.
Yeah. Exactly. Because they were getting away with like the misdemeanor, so it was just kind of like a citation, just as like a slap on the wrist, bro. And if they went over the thing, you'd get a felony.
Oh, does that work with tattoos? What if I went and got a tattoo and then I was like, oh, can I use your restroom? And then just sneak out of the back.
And just disappeared.
Yeah. I think that's a different charge, bro. That's defrauding an innkeeper.
An innkeeper?
Yes, an innkeeper.
Ink? Spell it.
I know.
Because I want to say I-N-K.
I know.
Because it's a service, right? Well, I don't... Okay, so if you skip out on the bill at a restaurant, it's, you know, what do we call it? Dine and dash?
Dine and dash.
It's called defrauding an innkeeper. It's like, it's an old-timey thing. And it's basically like not a ticket. It's a felony, I think, really? If you do that.
What?
So if you...
So if I tat and dash?
I like that.
Hey! Tat and dash.
Copyright.
Copyright.
Technically, his spot is an inn. So yeah, it might be defrauding an innkeeper.
Oh, shit.
So you better be careful with that
inn,
one.
Inn. So I-N-N.
Yes. Yes, yes.
You know, speaking of inns.
Okay.
How's your inn from last Saturday?
Mine is out.
Again.
Oh, okay. This is totally off topic, which is not uncommon with this fucking podcast, right?
Right.
What is the difference between an inn
and an out?
A motel, a hotel. What's the other
motel,
one?
Motel, hotel.
Hotel is the fancy one, right? That hotel.
Well, then yeah, you have, I think so.
But then you have resorts, obviously.
Yeah.
Right, but that's still a hotel.
But what's a resort?
Hotel.
They say both names, right? Yeah, hotel, right. Resort. Hotel.
Yeah, a motel's where you take a hooker.
Okay, but no, come
right?
On.
No, it's like the low end.
They call it the Momo.
Yeah, the Momo.
Yeah, but in official terms, not...
In official terms.
I mean, yeah, right. Of course you take a hooker to a motel.
Because it's cheaper.
So you don't take them to an inn.
Wait, you can still take a hooker to the hotel.
But an inn sounds more like that's where Jesus took like Mary Magdalene, okay, right? Like,
this fool.
Oh.
Wait.
Yeah, according to scripture, that was his mother, wasn't it?
No, bitch, that's another Mary.
What?
Go to church.
A lot of Marys. A lot of Marys in the
open a Mary Bible. She was the town whore.
Yeah, that was his mom, right?
No.
What? This whole time.
That's Santa Maria.
I based my entire religious fucking ideology behind the fact that Jesus' mom was a whore.
He's like, oh, Mary that whore. What the fuck?
Where? Are you serious?
Yeah, no. Yeah. There's a Mary Magdalene, which is, she's the town whore.
Uh-huh.
And the other one, I don't know her last name. Just Mary.
So Mary, the mother,
Mary,
the
mother of
is
Jesus.
Not Mary Magdalene.
No.
Let's just call her Mary of Joseph because she was married
or
to
should
Joseph,
we say
right?
Mary.
Oh, they didn't have last names. They didn't have last names back then.
They didn't have last names. What do you mean?
Oh, they would just name you after where you lived, like Jesus of Nazareth.
That's true.
Jesus didn't have a last name.
Or whatever,
name.
That's true. Or whatever your father did, you know, a carpenter or fucking town whore.
My name is Mary. No, but see, Mary Magdalene had a last name.
So is Magdalene
Barlos of Horse.
Is Magdalene her profession?
What the fuck is a Magdalene?
A whore.
Is it?
I don't know. I'm just saying.
Possibly.
But you said they didn't have last names. That's true. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, I didn't realize
like
that.
Like Noah? Did Noah have a last name?
Noah.
Yeah. Noah of Ark.
No, it's Noah. Noah.
Noah.
Right.
They don't say last names.
Adam.
Noah.
Adam and Eve, so did they have last names? I don't think they did.
No, because... Oh. They didn't need them. It was just two people.
It was just them two. And like, have you seen Eve? You know Eve.
What's her last name?
Motherfucker, you're talking to me. I'm the only other person here.
He was talking to a snake.
This is insane. I've never realized that there were no last names back in the
day. Yeah.
What the fuck?
No last names. Yeah, but all that to say, I don't know what an inn would be.
Right.
Oh, okay. So, okay. If I were to kind of... Think about it a little bit more academically.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's say a motel.
Yes.
It has no other amenities whatsoever. Maybe one of those where you get like sodas or something.
From what I know, they do have a TV and it always has HBO and ESPN.
And it's always set on the porn channel.
Yeah.
Wait, right.
From what I've been told.
But other than that, there's no amenities at all.
Like a Motel 6 doesn't have a pool.
Sometimes they do.
Oh, sometimes. Whoa.
Turk is jerking off.
That was hilarious.
I thought we got struck by lightning.
I know, it was like,
Carlos finally got struck by lightning.
Nah, you know what I thought that was? I thought it was a tsunami coming to us. Again, there was an earthquake in Russia, 8.7. Holy shit. So all the West Coast is like a high alert for a tsunami warning. So
but this, it's the northern.
What? So this could be like the end of days? This is it for us?
Nah, just Alaska. It was only,
are we going to be together while the tsunami hits?
Yeah, imagine. We can.
You guys want to
You guys better help me, man. I don't know how to swim.
I don't know how to swim either.
Should we take our pants off?
Just so it will drag us down?
Hey, we'd be like a fucking, you know, we can connect.
We can dock.
This who wants to do the elephant walk.
That's how, that way we can stay together without, you know.
We'll float.
True. All we need is Chinese traps.
Chinese finger traps.
Finger traps, and we'll be good, bro.
Bartles will be falling off still. This trap is not working. I need a smaller trap.
All right.
Holy shit.
So back.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
Okay. And an inn. So what's an inn?
An inn has to be.
Like you just go in and just come out, right? You're in and out.
You know what I think? I think an inn is one of those places that has a restaurant connected to it, or like a diner or something connected to it. Like back in the olden days.
Like dine in.
Yeah.
Because you have like the Holiday Inn.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah,
and then and usually you get continental breakfast served in the morning.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Ramada Inn. Oh.
And in a motel, there's no
nothing
kind of food.
Yeah, you don't get
like
anything.
I said, you only get a vending machine.
Right, right.
You just just get herpes and chlamydia.
Right,
that's it.
Just by laying on that.
That's it. That's your fucking parting gift.
Because they're not even. They don't. I mean, they don't clean the fucking sheets. That's for sure, right?
They're crusty as fuck, man.
They're polyester, aren't they?
How do you know?
I mean,
I've heard.
Look, they know all the movies.
Listen, back in the old days, I didn't have money. Okay, and so where else did you stay when you needed a place?
Meet me at the Ramada.
Is that a motel?
Yeah, the Ramada. No, but the Ramada was a little more upscale.
Is it?
It wasn't upscale, was but it was fancier than what we could afford back then.
But if you remember, man. Those motels had like those thick ass polyester sheets, or not sheets, like blankets.
Yeah, you couldn't, and your body can't even breathe through that shit because it's so fucking fake, you know, artificial.
Yeah, you would stay there.
I mean, you know, my family grew up poor too, bro.
The first time I ever went to Vegas, we thought that we had rented an actual hotel. And they couldn't find our reservation, so we ended up one of those fucking... Dude, I heard gunshots that first night.
You had a Roach Motel.
What? I was at a Roach Motel, man. It was fucking terrible.
Vegas?
In Vegas. It was.
Damn.
And Vegas is rough.
Yeah.
The outskirts.
Yeah, you don't want to stay at a motel. No. That's for sure.
And we did. And we were barely 21, man.
Fuck.
We could have been raped.
Damn.
You missed out.
I know. It's like we got a 5-star rape rating. Man, that is crazy. I think the worst place we stayed at in Vegas was called the Westward Ho.
That's terrible.
Do you guys don't even know where that
the
is.
The what?
Westward Ho. It was kind of by Circus.
Like Ho?
Yeah, H-O.
Holy shit.
Yeah, but it was more like apartments and shit.
Okay.
They were like apartments, and I think it had like bunk beds, and it was just crazy.
So
yeah, but
it was like a hostel. What the fuck?
Nah, it was like you had your own shit. Oh, okay. Like you had your own shit, but it was like that. Like kind of the layout was kind of like apartments.
Wow.
But yeah, the Westward Ho. I just remember it was by the Circus. But yeah, that place wasn't good. But yeah, I think like motels too. Those are probably the only places. Well, it depends where you're at.
Yeah.
That let you like pay by the hour.
Sure.
Like you can be like, hey, I need it for like 3 hours, bro.
Have you ever
given yourself too much credit?
is it 10 minutes for sex? two hours and 50 minutes like, for
man. I'm gonna just let my car running. I'll be right out.
2 hours and 45 minutes.
I just need four walls. Good man.
Fuck yeah, but a hotel has to be like one of the more upscale ones,
right?
Like they're in that category, right?
Yeah, those are the ones. You know, those are the 4-star, 5-star type of locations. They have breakfast. They have an actual restaurant inside the location. A pool. What else? Fucking room service.
Room service. That's one thing that man I hate getting because I know I'm gonna be gouged, man. And they have all kinds of fees, right? They have a delivery fee.
Yeah.
Then you have gratuity. And then you have a room fee. I'm like, wait a minute. What
I'm already in the room.
Already in the room. What the fuck? But yeah, they gouge the shit out of you, bro. And the food's already expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I ended up paying like, I think $36 for a burger and fries this last time I went.
Oh, shit. Yeah,
that sounds ridiculous. Right. That sounds right.
That sounds about right. Everything's fucking expensive when you do a room service.
You know where the room service is great? Mm. On a cruise. Because it's already included. All you pay is fucking, all you give them is just a tip.
No way. Mm-hmm.
Everything you order is already fucking, you didn't even have to pay for none of that.
But how is room service included? Shouldn't you be, like, have to go out to go get it? Like at the restaurants?
No, no, they bring it to you.
No,
they bring
I know. It to you. Why would it be included? They should charge you for room service.
No, no.
You can,
what the
you
fuck?
Can, you can leave a tip.
I know.
God. You can leave a tip, but it's like, it's all inclusive. So you can, that's kind of the perk.
Yeah, but imagine having to deliver thousands of meals every day, all day, every day. That's fucking insane.
It's included.
Wow. Yeah, okay, that's awesome. I'm sold.
Man, oh, I was looking up the whole thing with the inn, right? So the inn is typically like a smaller place that's a little more cozy.
That's what they were. Yeah. That's the word they use, cozy.
Yeah, cozy. Uh-huh. So it's like a smaller
than a motel.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they provide food for you. So at an inn, they have meals. Mm-hmm. And it's more like intimate or whatever.
And what I saw with a motel is more for people that are going on trips, like long trips, so you need a place to spend that night. Mm. You go, you know, you spend the night, and you're out the next day. That's what motels are for.
Nah.
And that's it. And that's all they have. Just a bed in the room, and that's it. Mm-hmm. You know, people getting killed. Probably hookers outside. People making drug deals.
And you could, like, just poke out your window, and you could see drug deals going by.
Yeah. Man. They're never in, like, in nice areas, right?
No. But at least you could park your car right next to your room.
Yeah, that's true.
That's the only thing that's the perk, right? So you keep a lookout on your car.
So if you need to run out, you know,
like, hey, that's my car.
And you don't dare come out because you're going to get killed. Or there's somebody by the door waiting to fucking kill your ass.
You just push the panic button over and over again.
Man. Dude, if somebody was trying to steal your car, Barlow's, would you be able to hear it?
Hear the car?
Yeah. Oh, no.
Like hear them leaving with the car?
Yeah, yeah.
Because it doesn't make no noise. You got electrical.
No, but the alarm will go off.
Oh, you have an alarm.
Yeah, and you really, I mean, you have to fucking basically hack the car to steal it. Like, because you either need the key, or you need my phone, or you need my password. Mm-hmm. You know, you need a bunch of shit, but, you know, if you hack it, you can fucking take the car. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure there's people that are
hiding. But I'm sure it has GPS and shit, so there's no point.
Yeah, it has GPS too on that shit.
So. Taking shit like that.
Yeah. You know, I saw some commercial where, like, I think there were cameras inside the car, so you can see if somebody goes in there, and then they'll send you a message that there's somebody in your car, so you can go run out there and
get killed.
And pretty much get killed. Yeah. But shouldn't every car be equipped with cameras so you can at least see if somebody's like breaking into your car?
Or at least have GPS. You know, that
at
way
the
they
very
can,
least.
They can find it.
Yeah.
Already fucking stripped.
Yeah, but if they're going to take my sunglasses, man, can you imagine just leaving your sunglasses and every 2 months you got to buy a new pair? Like $300 down the drain.
You getting jacked that many times?
That many times, man. It's fucking terrible.
He only leaves his car running.
Why do you keep leaving them in there?
Because I'm fucking lazy.
So that now we got to the now we know why you have so many sunglasses. Sunglass cases.
I know cases. I'm hoping one day they'll return.
I was like, dude, why do you have so many cases? Like, you just never know, man. Like, what do you mean you never know? You never know what? Well, now I know. Just in case someone decides to bring them back.
I'm a fucking hoarder, man. I have like, I think I want to say about at least 20 pairs of sunglasses. Uh-huh. At least 20 pairs of hats. Like Dodger hats, just in every color. I got two of each. Like, because one gets old, so you wear the new one.
So why don't you throw the old one away?
I can't do it, man.
Sentimental value.
I just can't, bro.
God.
It'll be useful. One day I'll be cleaning the yard and I'll use the old cat.
What's the oldest shit you have? What's the oldest thing you have?
Oh, my God. I don't know, man. I can't. I mean, if you ask me if I have it, I'll probably tell you if it's old or not.
I think you had like some old ass wires and shit.
I have a lot of old ass wires.
No, it's no longer used.
He's like, hey, you never know. You know, history repeats itself.
Sure.
We may one day go back to floppy disk.
VGA.
Yeah.
This is the Ask the Fellas Show on demand and around the world.
I have a rant.
Oh, God.
You motherfucker. Well, not you motherfuckers. One motherfucker.
One.
One motherfucker.
Who? Me.
So. Oh,
okay.
This past Sunday, I celebrated my daughter's birthday, right?
Okay.
And it was on a Sunday. Usually, I celebrate on a Saturday. But, you know, one individual last year was like, oh, you know what? I can't make it on Saturdays because, you know, it's one of my nephew's birthday and we all celebrate on a Saturday. All right. Shut the fuck up. So, all right. All right, man. You know what? You know. You're not the only one that's saying, you know, maybe a Sunday would be better. Like, all right, you know what? I'm gonna move it. I'm gonna move it on a Sunday, and I would expect you all to be there. You know, everybody showed up that I expected to show up, except for one motherfucker. You know, one tall, supposedly big dick motherfucker didn't show up.
Is he handsome? That big.
Huh?
Is he handsome?
No, he's ugly. He's pale.
What? Cabron,
pale.
Oh, yeah. Good thing he's not talking about me.
Fucking Victoria is.
What the fuck?
Bitch ass motherfucker.
You didn't show up.
This motherfucker did not show up. Everyone else showed up that was supposed to show up because they said, I can make it on Sunday. All right. So I was like, all right. And where was this fool? Not even a peep. Not even, hey, man, I can't make it.
I was embarrassed, bro. That's the reason why. I'm sorry.
What were you embarrassed of?
To tell him I wasn't going to make it. Because I was like, yeah, like after all the shit, I was like, no.
He probably thought that I would never do it. Like I would never change.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't you.
He was like, he ain't gonna do it. I'm in the clear. You know, it'll be okay. It'll be okay.
Victorious, do you realize that he inconvenienced so many people?
I understand.
Even me.
I understand.
I don't go to parties on Sundays, bro.
Damn. I don't either.
Who exactly?
That's why I didn't show up.
Why'd you suggest it?
No. I just said I can't go on Saturdays because that's usually. No, but it's the truth. They have my nephew's birthday.
Sure.
And so my plan was to go.
Yeah.
And I got punked, and we didn't go.
So I should have been cursing you all weekend.
I got punked. But no, this is the reason why I got punked. Because we're taking a trip, like a 4 or 5 day trip to San Diego. We leave Friday. And so we have been busy, and we hadn't gone shopping, so we went fucking shopping that day. We went Sunday, and I apologize.
To whom?
To you.
No, when?
No, I said, I'm apologizing to you on the air, bitch.
Oh, right now, man.
Oh, right now. Right,
right now.
Now.
Right now, bitch. Live and direct.
You should apologize to me.
Oh, I'm sorry to all three of you guys.
They're upset because
they had to go on a Sunday.
No, and because they had to drink.
Yes. I was cursing Barlow's all weekend. Like, who does a party on a Sunday?
What?
What the fuck? Man, like I can't really enjoy myself.
Exactly.
I have to fucking work the next day.
Yep.
Shit. You could have fooled me looking at you motherfuckers.
Man.
I was looking at these fools every fucking time that they had a drink in their hand. And then I fucking poured them like 3 shots and shit too.
And we drank.
You guys were taking shots?
Yeah. Yeah. And we drank them. I mean, they're handing it to us. Why not, man? It was tequila, bro. It was
dude,
great. It was
pretty good. What time did it start? At 2, right?
2.
By
yeah.
4 o'clock, all the beer was leaving. It was gone.
No, it wasn't, bitch. Shut the fuck up.
It was almost gone.
Pretty much. I kept the lid open because they had coronitas, the little tiny ones. So when one drink, they're gone, right? So I fucking just kept it open and just kept drinking.
Did I tell you guys why people drink coronitas?
No, why?
So in Mexico, I found out that. Cause that's all they drink over there.
Is it for the little people?
Yeah, it's because they're not that tall, though. No, because I asked one of the guys, I was like, man, I go, why don't you guys drink like regular fucking sized drinks? He's like, look, he's like, these, you drink them in 2 drinks and they stay cold.
Yeah.
It's like the other ones, you're pacing yourself and they can get warm.
Oh, because it's hot over there.
Yeah, right?
Is that why?
So yeah, so it's the coronitas. That's all they have.
Plus, I'm totally guessing, but they're probably like 25 cents each over there, right?
If that, if that, yeah. No, they're like super cheap.
25 cents.
25 cents,
bro. At Oxxo, I was buying Coronas for like 50 cents.
What?
Like
the
regular can size. Yeah.
So that means I can walk around in the street and look for change. Not have enough for a
and
beer.
Buy a beer.
You sure can.
See, all these homeless people, they need to move to Mexico.
That's the problem.
I know, it'd be so much cheaper for them over there.
Exactly.
Yeah. Fuck.
Yeah, wow. but that's the reason why they drink the Coronitas.
Yeah, I agree.
It makes sense, but they don't make it from other beers.
They make Modelitos now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I've seen Modelitos.
Really?
Yeah, they're delicious, bro.
Yeah, but that shit, you know what? But I don't like it, too, because it's inconvenient that you got to keep going every 2 fucking drinks.
I think that makes you drink more.
It sure does.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Because now you're like, fuck, I'm almost done, so let me finish this one, get another one. You drink it. Oh, shit, I'm almost done with this one.
You're not even back to your seat yet?
Yeah. I had to bring 3.
That must have been the plan. I had a girl, not a girl, sorry, but a friend that was a girl in high school.
Uh-huh.
And then after high school, she invited me, hey, let's go to the park. And then I picked her up, and she had like little coronitas, like a little 12-pack.
Uh-huh.
Man, we must have drank like the whole fucking 12-pack. And her plan was to get me drunk.
Oh.
Not with 12 coronitas.
No, six. I know. Well, I drank six or seven of them. And
that's the equivalent of 2.5 beers.
Little did she know. By the time I was 18, man, I had tolerance.
You should have pretended to be drunk.
I know, I should have, man.
And like, oh my God, I'm so wasted.
Oh, my pants fell.
Yeah, but it didn't work.
Didn't work.
Didn't work. I kept my dignity that day.
Really?
Yeah.
Man.
I didn't know what I was doing.
This is Ramon.
Steph.
Hernando.
From Chicano Shuffle. And you're listening to
Ask the Fellas.
Hey, fellas.
What's up, man?
You guys
What's
know...
up, bro? Oh, Wet, man. The fuck?
Come on, man.
Wet, go.
Go on. Okay.
Go on with your little topic.
Okay. So, I mean, I've been watching a lot of movies.
Okay.
Right. And the other day I stumbled upon just out of the blue, I was watching HBO and I watched The Hangover Part One again. Man, it was such a great fucking movie. And I realized, dude, that's that trilogy, that whole fuck. Because I on Friday I watched the first one.
Uh-huh.
On Saturday I watched the second one. And on Sunday I watched the third one.
They have a third one?
Yes. The Hangover Part Three.
Where
better known as part.
How where'd he get lost this time?
It would have been funnier if you would have said, yeah, Hangover Part 4. Is that the Thailand one?
Yeah, that is the Thailand one. Because Part 2 was... No, wait. Was Part 2 Thailand?
No,
part 2 was Thailand.
Okay.
Part 3 was back in, I don't know, in the desert somewhere.
Uh-huh.
And if you remember Mr. Chong?
What's yeah. Chang?
Chong?
Yeah,
Chong?
Yeah, yeah.
Mr. Chang?
Uh-huh. The Asian guy.
God damn, I forget his name. But yeah, the Asian guy. He's in jail. They break him out, or he gets out of jail, and then he gets the guys to break into a house for him.
Dude, I don't think I've seen part three.
I don't think I've seen it.
Oh my God, it's fucking.
Is that the one with the giraffe? No,
it is the one with the giraffe.
Okay,
is it part two or is that part three?
I don't even remember. That's that part two.
No,
Mike Tyson. Yeah. Which is the one with Mike Tyson?
That's
part one, two, and three. I think.
Oh my God.
So the Vegas is part one.
Yeah, but I think he came out in part two as well.
Oh yeah, okay. At the end.
And I'm not sure if he came out in part three.
Dude, I haven't seen part three.
Right. Man, I'm sure if you pull it up, you've seen it.
I think you've seen it.
I can't even remember it right now, but...
Okay. I know I haven't seen it.
But it was a great trilogy.
So okay. You think it was... That was a good, really good.
To me,
recommend.
To me, it was one of the best. But...
Wow, best.
There have been so many trilogies. And there's a lot of really, really good ones.
Yeah.
Which one would you say is your favorite?
So when you mean trilogy, they all have to be good. Because sometimes you have a trilogy, but they
have two good ones or one good one. Actually, no. Normally you have at least two good ones. Otherwise, they wouldn't do the trilogy, right?
But yeah, the first two have to be really good.
Yeah.
And then if the last one, if it's okay, like The Godfather. Let's just talk about The Godfather. Part one and two were fucking amazing,
they were
right?
good.
That's the one everyone says, and they're like.
And everyone says part three was the worst movie that they've ever seen. So, but as far as the trilogy goes, it they do tie it all together. And I still think it's a great trilogy.
Hmm.
So, like that, to me, one of the good ones, one of the best ones, has to be the Back to the Future trilogies.
Right. Yeah. That's what I was thinking. Mm-hmm. I think that's a good one, and it's family oriented too. Like you know what I mean. So you can watch it with like different generations or whatever.
And have you gone back to watch it as an adult? Like a lot of the jokes. Like that you missed because you were a kid, mm-hmm. are so much funnier now.
They make sense now.
Yeah, they make sense. So, but yeah, man, like any other trilogies that you guys like?
My favorite trilogy was the Lord of the Rings.
Oh,
that was like, you know, for me, obviously that's my type of movie. And those three were fucking amazing. I mean, even the fucking, the Hobbit fucking trilogies were fucking great too. The, you know, all of those movies were great. Fucking, what else? Mad Max.
See, that's one I haven't watched.
Yeah.
See, that was good, too.
You watched Mad Max?
Yeah,
you haven't seen any of them?
I've watched part one, like the old 1980s?
Yeah, the first one. Yeah, I think
the last one was Furiosa or something like that. Or was there another one?
No, that's not part of it.
That's not part? It is.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
You know what I didn't like? I didn't like that Charlize Theron was dirty in that movie.
Like dirty, like meaning like she didn't shower?
Yeah, what the fuck, man?
She still looked cute, though.
She probably had
hair. You wouldn't fuck?
She had hair on her pits?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, probably not.
They don't believe in shaving back then.
Yeah, nah, I'm good.
But what if she didn't raise her arms, Jericho?
Yeah.
That is true, huh?
Just kind of just keep your arms down.
But the way that I do it, she's going to raise her arms.
Because you're going to pin her.
Yeah.
And you know what? They don't have deodorant either, so.
Fuck.
Damn.
Yeah, they barely have water, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no thanks.
Did you guys ever get into the Harry Potter stuff? Like, I watched a couple of the movies.
I didn't tell everybody because I said Harry Armpits. You said
yeah, yeah. Now I'm thinking Harry Potter.
What about the Bourne trilogy?
Bitch.
What, bitch?
Stop going over Mick.
I don't recognize him right now. Mr.
You're talking about Harry Potter.
No. Harry Potter. Harry Potter. You seem like a Harry Potter kind of guy.
What about the Bourne trilogy?
Come on, acknowledge what he's saying.
I don't recognize.
He has rights.
Ask me again.
I'm done asking.
What about the Bourne trilogy? All right.
The
fine.
Bourne trilogy.
All right.
I love part one.
I love the Harry Potter movies. I do. I actually
I knew it.
That fantasy sci-fi shit. I love that shit. So, yeah, Harry Potter.
I may have watched part one and then I was out. I'm sorry.
Why you didn't
really?
Well, Jerry doesn't like. He's racist when it comes to like.
What?
Yeah, when it comes to accents. If it isn't an American English accent
or Mexican,
he's out.
Yeah, pretty much.
Really?
Once he hears water, he's like, oh no.
He's like, I'm out.
I'm out.
Why can't he say water? It's water.
When they go, Papa.
It was really hard to watch Narcos with that fucking Colombian accent. Oh God.
Oh my God.
It was terrible.
See, even Spanish accent, he's like.
You couldn't change it or what?
What? You could change it to a Mexican accent? Yeah. That would have been great.
That's what they should do. They should do like fucking dialects and shit.
I know, right? You know what? I am racist, though. Fuck that shit. I can't watch those fucking Colombians.
But what do you think is what bothers you about them?
Because they fucking say marica every other fucking word. It's fucking annoying, man.
Marica.
Malparido.
But is that supposed to be like an insult or what?
No,
it's kind of like, it's kind of like motherfucker. It's kind of like
saying way.
Like way.
Oh, yeah,
way.
There you go. Like, say way. Marica.
Like fool. Like how we say
fool
a lot.
Yeah.
They probably feel the same way about us when we say fool or bro or way.
That's y
say
way. Esos pendejos con su way.
Con su way. Marica. A cada rato, way. ¿Por qué me pueden decir marica?
Puro, no mames.
Ah, mames. No, güey. Marica. ¿Qué es eso? What about the Die Hard trilogy, bro?
Oh, dude.
Die Hard's good.
Oh, that's a good
awesome.
One.
Yeah, that was
part one, raw as fuck. Yeah. It was an amazing fucking movie. Part three, that was a legitimate blockbuster, I think.
That was Die Hard Vengeance, right?
With the Vengeance, yeah. With Samuel L. Jackson.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then the fucking whole bombs everywhere. Yeah. Dude, that movie had you thinking the whole fucking way.
Yeah.
It was fucking awesome.
That one was good.
I still don't remember how to figure out the water containers, the water jugs. And how to make it balance out.
Oh, I know.
You remember that?
Nah, I can't do that either. Like, dude, there's no fucking way. It's impossible.
No, it's not. It's not impossible.
No.
They did it right on the screen.
But that was movie.
That was a movie.
Jericho thinks it's real life.
No, it's real life, guys.
I mean, like, I remember, man.
I was there.
Yeah, because I remember when I was in the background. You didn't see me. But I was there. So I was telling her, hey, put a little bit more.
No, but I think did you like the fire cell one? I don't know what it's called. Something America burning. I don't know what it is. But it's Die Hard Part 4.
The
one with the kid. I don't
remember that one, honestly.
Oh, but see, that was about cyber terrorism. So I thought you would have liked it.
I don't think I've seen it.
Oh, you need to go back and watch it.
All right, I will.
I forget the name of it, though. But that was a really good one. The Terminator, I thought you guys were going to say.
Terminator's good.
Terminator.
Right?
Well,
Terminator good. Heard the first two.
Yeah,
I think the third one too.
Yeah, you saw the third one.
What's that one called? Resurrection. I think it's Terminator Resurrection, or
yeah, that's when he was all gel and shit like that. Like
no,
that was part two.
That was part two.
That was
part two.
Part three, I don't remember what it was.
Genesis
about.
Wasn't it Genesis?
Genesis. That's what it was.
Wasn't that with the girl, or was that after?
I think you're right. I think it was with the girl.
I don't remember. But part one, part two were great.
Great.
Part two was better than part one. Honestly, that's my opinion.
I saw part two first.
Oh, okay.
And I assumed that was how you were supposed to watch it, but apparently not.
You know?
Because the Terminator was good in part two, right?
Yeah.
And in part one, he was bad. And I was like, wait, but you're supposed to like Arnold Schwarzenegger. Did I fuck that up already?
Jerky is racist.
I'm not even drunk yet. I fuck He's up like, Schwarzenegger.
Schwarzenegger.
He was our governor. I don't fuck that up. Oh, man. But another one that I think you guys might like, because we live this experience, Friday. Friday's a trilogy.
Oh, Friday's good.
Yeah.
I forgot that was a trilogy.
Friday was good.
Yeah. Friday part one. Friday part two was also pretty good.
That's a Rancho Cucamonga.
Yeah.
Okay. What was part three?
They're back in the hood.
Friday after next.
They're back in the hood. They're living in the apartment.
That's where, Money Mike.
Money Mike. Yeah.
And then the fourth.
Or Magic Mike.
Did they have a fourth?
Was that the one with, which one's the one with Mr. Pinky.
No, he was the one in that one too.
That was Rancho Cucamonga. Yeah.
He was in part. He also came back in part three though.
Because he showed up for the party with the hose.
But Bad Boys is probably one of my all-time action trilogies. That was pretty fun.
You know what? That one was actually good. I saw the third one too, and I was like, oh, okay, all right. You know, fucking what's his damn
Martin
name?
Lawrence.
Martin Lawrence. Yeah, you know, he's a little fatter and slower, but. He was still good.
Man, I think I saw him catching his breath a couple of times, but it was all right.
Didn't he look like he had a stroke in part four?
Part four? What?
There's a part four?
Oh, my God. There's a part four. You guys didn't know that there was a part four?
It was filmed in the hospital.
Like, oh, I wish I was dead. Why didn't they kill me in part three?
Stop making these movies.
The fuck?
Yeah, I don't know, man. Like, I hate it when people can't recognize when to stop. You know what I mean?
Like Fast and the Furious.
Fast and the Furious. What are they up to? Like 10?
10.
They're in space now or some shit.
Yeah, like racing spaceships.
Hey, we'll see. We're going to drive past Uranus, then we're going to hit Jupiter, and then we're going to catapult to fucking Pluto, okay? And we'll catch them. We'll get them back.
Yeah,
What about The Matrix?
Oh, The Matrix, good.
The Matrix was fucking amazing.
I watched all of those in one day.
Okay. Did you believe? Did you take the red or the blue pill?
I don't remember what the red one was.
Yeah, what pill would you take? Would you like to know the truth? I think we talked about this last time.
Maybe. Would you stay or would you fucking, you know.
Will you stay in the Matrix where everything's good or would you like to know?
Or wake up.
Was everything good in the Matrix?
I mean, good enough. Better than the red pill.
Well, the Matrix is what we're living in right now.
Was anybody having sex in the Matrix?
What do you mean?
Well, like inside the Matrix, like in the blue pill world?
Yeah, everyone.
I don't think anybody.
Unless you were ugly.
That's how they got a virus.
Or fat.
They're fucking too much.
I'm out, bro.
We got a lot of ugly people fucking.
Ain't nobody going to like me in the Matrix.
Send in the what do they call them? The detectives or the agents?
Send in the agents.
You know what? I think that's what we're going to be heading to. Like that whole Matrix with those sci-fi glasses or shit. Like those virtual glasses. Mm-hmm. Like, people already, you know, you could take trips. You could do all these things with those virtual glasses. I'm just waiting for them to start doing, when you do concerts, you just put them on. You know that, what's that stadium?
Oh, yes.
The Cosmo.
Cosmo.
It's just this huge-ass screen, just like the Sphere.
Right.
You know, so they don't have to travel. They don't have to do anything. And I think pretty soon it's going to be, like, in your living room. And you don't have to fucking go nowhere.
That's like the movie that fucking Bruce Willis did. It was called Surrogates.
This is terrible.
It was all about people chilling in their house. They're in a pod, and they're living their life as these beautiful people. Like, everyone's fucking
like
attractive. No, it's not virtual. It's like an actual. It's like you're a body. It's like a body double.
Like a what?
Avatar like, or you're not
similar to like an avatar.
Kind of similar like an avatar. And they, you know, when they come back home, they go into a pod and they recharge or whatever. And then you come out and you look all like shit because you're ugly and you're don't have makeup on and your hair isn't done, but their avatar is fucking beautiful and fucking sexy and all this shit.
That's kind of depressing, bro.
Yeah,
that's a little depressing. Is it? I don't know.
Well, I mean, it gives people like us hope.
Really?
Well, you go into a pod and you're the shit.
I know.
But are you really the shit? Because everybody's the shit.
But everybody's the shit.
Yeah.
But that's cool.
And everybody knows that when you go home, you look like shit.
So in a perfect world, you, like, everybody's like, what is it? Like, oh, utopia.
Everyone's fucking tens.
Like, everybody's cool. Your life is cool and everything. Yeah. I mean, you're in the pot, but then for those brief, whatever, hours or whatever, you know, it's perfect.
Wouldn't it be crazy if, like, in a world like that where it would be, like, everybody's fucking tens and then, so the ugly person would be the hot person. Right?
No.
Because they'd be, like, the different one.
No, because, no. The whole point.
Because then ugly people wouldn't go in.
Yeah. The whole fucking point is to not be ugly, fool.
Well, yeah, but the thing is, but you'll be that one
marica,
brave.
Marica. Te callas mejor.
Would you rather it be a world where, like, you can see everyone is beautiful even though they're not? Like, kind of like how Shallow Hell?
Nah.
No. Well, not if everybody else is seeing something different.
I know.
Okay. I thought that was uncool. I think, you know what? You know what's my favorite part of that fucking movie with Gwyneth Paltrow when she's the big girl? And they're at the restaurant and they sit up.
Oh, yeah. Says,
what the fuck's this chair made out of?
They're titanium.
It was something like that. Yeah, steel or titanium.
Yeah, steel.
Well, it's
he said, get them weld good. Some shit like that.
Oh, man. I fucking, that part always gets me. I'm like,
but you know what? I think that's what we're like heading towards is that perfect, not even with image, just like the perfect environment and stuff. Like you're able to travel and stuff like that. I mean, I think rich people won't do it. Because they have the money, they could go to places. But people that can't, you know, they'll be doing that. Maybe that virtual world.
Man, but yeah. You would really have to sell it to yourself, bro. Like, that's the... I feel that... I'm like, I can't trick me. You know what I mean? Like, I try to do that shit sometimes with the clock. Like, I try to put it, like, 30 minutes or an hour ahead. And then it's like, no, I can't trick me. What the fuck?
But they tap into all your senses and your sensors and stuff. So they'll put, like, a little thing. Just like, you remember when back in the days when they did Smell-O-Vision?
Mm-hmm.
How many people rushed to the fucking 7-Eleven to get those little packs? Because mm-hmm. yeah. Everybody wanted that. And everybody, like, you know, a little car came and everybody was scratching and smelling it. Mm. I mean, that was just a taste.
Right.
Like, a little. That was just, like, the beginning portion of it.
Never happen again.
What I failed to mention, those are probably Solomon the surrogates, because they get to have sex and feel every single. Mm-hmm, and,
oh, that's okay.
See?
Yeah, sold.
Yeah,
you know, for that.
There are no STDs, there's no pregnancies, you know, because.
And you can probably go as long as you want to go. Yeah. And
Yeah, fool.
That's pretty good. Yeah.
And they won't laugh at you when you bring down your pants.
I know.
I mean, if you check it up the ass, it's not gay. Because
it wasn't really you.
It's not you.
No, I. But you just said I would still feel it. Come on, man. You can't trick me.
Hey, this is Oso and Chavo, and you're listening to Ask the Fella, where everybody can be a fella.
We didn't even mention the Avatar trilogy.
You could.
Avatar.
There's the Batman one. Well,
what about the one with the...
You know, there's a ton of them, man.
What's his name? The fucking vampire? The really dark guy? Wesley Snipes.
Oh, I thought you were Blade.
Blade.
I thought you were talking about the other one, the kid, the teenage version.
The Moonlight. What is it? No.
Twilight?
Twilight.
Oh, that's Twilight. Blade.
Dude, Hunger
that
Games.
That was the best.
You guys like Hunger Games?
Oh, you know what? Hunger Games was good.
I never watched it.
Yeah, I never watched it.
I saw the first and second part.
I like the premise. I like the premise of it. I mean, you know, it's kind of sadistic. But
which is the other one that where they kill everybody?
Like they have the Purge.
The Purge, there you go.
The Purge. Oh, yeah, the first two were good. You know what's good? It's not a trilogy yet, but it's a movie on Netflix. It's called The Platform.
I never heard of it. No,
we talked about it.
Is it the one with the food?
Yeah,
that goes
food. They're in jail, and then there's food coming in.
Oh, my God.
I never watched it. No.
You never saw it? And at every level, you get the food becomes less and less
until the bottom.
Yeah,
the bottom,
that concept is crazy.
Yeah, it is.
Platform.
Crazy.
I got to remember
the
that.
Platform.
Right.
Okay. There's two movies of that show.
Oh, really? Huh.
Yeah. Oh, I haven't seen the second one. I saw the first one. I liked it.
The second one is even better than the first one.
Really?
Yeah.
Holy
shit.
It's good, bro. Because then if you're on the top level, you get your pick.
Yeah.
And you can have as much food as you want.
They do that with a show at the cooking show. With Ramsay and everything, where they have like 2-3 tiers. And the first tiers, they have all the ingredients.
Oh,
you can get the best ingredients you want.
Yeah.
Then it goes to the second, they see what they got left. And then the last one, if you're like the team that lost, you get the bottom one. And you're Like, you have forks that don't even really work. Like, all fucked up.
That's got to be symbolic for, like, rich people, right?
Right, right. Well, that's what it is. The best
yeah, shit. Of course.
Yeah.
Well, that's how that platform thing is.
Damn, that's and awesome. The,
another, you know, twist in that movie is after 30 days, they put you to sleep and you wake up in a different platform.
Oh, so yeah.
You can be lucky where you wake up in platform number one. Or you can be fucking bad luck and you wake up platform number 200.
Wait, but do you have a choice to like say, no. Okay, I'm not going to eat all my food so the bottom people can have it?
Yeah. Well, watch it. Don't
oh, okay,
don't
okay.
say anything, but watch it.
That's the beauty of the movie. That's why you got to watch it.
Yeah. All right.
It's fucking, it's so fucking great.
You learn something from it.
That's the movie where they're racking up money, right?
No.
Oh, no, that's a different one.
That's called Squid Games.
No. No, that's Squid Games.
Well, it's kind of like Squid Games, though.
It was, fuck. Because it was like that. They were in a room, and for every day you were in there, you would rack up money.
Oh, that's Black Mirror, no? Something like that?
No.
I don't know. And Mirror? Then the persons that were in the top floor, they would rack up the most money, and then as it went down.
No. Well, it wasn't this one.
Oh, then that's a different movie.
I don't know what that is, but find out.
I'm going to look it up. That sounds cool, but that platform fucking movie, man. Damn. Good, bro. All
right. I mean, we don't want to hype it up because...
Well, I know we shouldn't hype it up.
It's okay.
But it's good.
It's okay.
It holds up, bro.
Yeah.
You know, we also failed to mention Planet of the Apes fucking trilogy.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking Indiana Jones trilogy.
Right.
Oh, those are solid.
Batman
trilogy. Yeah. Fuck,
the Jokers and all that shit.
The Spider-Man. Those were fucking good, too.
What about the Mighty Ducks?
The Mighty Ducks? There were three.
The Flying V.
There was three.
I didn't even know there were three.
They were all right.
The Flying V, bro!
I remember the Flying V.
That was fucking the first movie, though.
Yeah, I know.
The Flying
V. They did it. They tried it again. It just didn't work. The second time.
They're like, oh, we know what they're doing.
They're like, fuck.
Karate Kid.
Karate Kid. That was awesome. True. How about the Naked Gun?
Yeah, Naked Gun's fun.
Solid.
That's a classic.
There's a new one coming out with Liam.
Liam Neeson.
I don't know about that one. I don't know about that one.
Oh, come on. You got to watch it.
Liam Neeson?
I know it's not going to be good.
Hey, fucking.
But you got to watch it.
I don't think he's the right actor for it.
No.
Cool, I think he can.
He's too serious and shit.
He starts kicking people's asses, and then he gets taken. Fuck!
That's what I'm talking about.
Another trilogy.
I know, right? Taken.
Or Pamela Anderson gets taken. Listen to me. You're going to get taken. Tell me what you see. I see a dildo. Get out of my room. But yeah, the Taken trilogy, those were fucking amazing too.
How that bitch keep on getting taken, man?
That's the thing. I'm like, how stupid does she have to be, bro?
Oh, man.
He's like, listen, you're going to. No, Dad, I got it. I got it. I'm going to tell you right now. Then, bitch, how the fuck you keep getting taken? The hell?
Oh man, Star Wars. Nobody mentioned
Star Wars. I was thinking of Star Wars.
I didn't mention it because
this
I'm
was
like,
before our time.
I'm like,
I think
is it a trilogy?
Because it is a trilogy.
Now there's six of them, right?
There's a shitload.
There's like fucking over 15 movies.
And then there's a lot of spinoffs. The Mandalorian
series.
Or some shit like that.
Those are series, though.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
but I honestly don't get the Star Wars trilogy.
I love them, honestly.
Because you do.
I do love.
Because they say there's a certain way you gotta. Well, now that they're all out or whatever, you gotta watch.
Because George Lucas was like. Was high as fuck when he made them and stuff.
Yeah. Oh,
so
really?
Because he did number four to begin with, or I don't know. The order's all fucked up. Mm-hmm. There's none of that.
He did because it
was episode 4, 5, and 6,
uh-huh.
And then he was supposed to come back and do episode 1, 2,
because he
three.
Said he's like, I want to do episodes 1, 2, and 3 when the technology was better.
Who fucking
thinks about that shit?
Yeah, that's fucking weird, right?
High as motherfucker.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, man,
he's
baked.
Rich as fuck. You know what trilogy? Mm-hmm. Wait, it isn't a trilogy yet. That's fucking been amazing so far. The Dune trilogy.
Dune. I saw the first part. I gotta see the second part.
The first and second one are fucking amazing. I know the third one's gonna be just as fucking good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dune.
Well,
what else? Anything else?
Ocean's 11.
That was a trilogy?
Yeah. 11, 12, 13, fool.
Oh, there is 13. Yeah. I don't know. Was 13 the one with the women?
No, that was 14.
That was 14.
No,
I was like, I did not like that one.
What about the one with the midgets?
I think they call that one Ocean.
that was 10 and a half.
No, the women, they call it Ocean's 8, I think it was called.
Ocean's 8?
Ocean's 8, yeah. Because they were going to do 8, 9, and 10.
Oh, that's fucking terrible.
And, and nobody liked it.
Nobody liked 8, so there's no 9 and 10.
Yeah, fuck that. You know what? And I can give them props for that. Like, it's nothing worse than when they don't realize that the first movie doesn't hit or the second movie doesn't hit.
Yeah.
And they're still pushing it, man.
Yeah. You know what we failed to mention?
Which one?
It's a new one. John Wick.
Yeah. I was thinking of
our listeners would have been Wick. Fucking pissed. They're like, what the fuck? Where's John Wick?
John Wick. The fucking puppy, bro. They killed the fucking puppy.
And then they got Ballerina.
Woo!
You saw Ballerina?
Man. Don't even remind me, bro.
Bro.
Oh, you know what? I went to go check it out, and the one I watched was the wrong Ballerina. It was a different one. It was on Netflix.
He saw Black Swan.
I was like, man, this bitch ain't doing nothing but dancing.
And she's gonna start killing people.
This was solid. Like,
I'm like, she didn't kill nobody.
This was solid Nutcracker.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
What about? I mean, American Pie.
I don't remember the third one.
I think it was American Wedding. American Pie, American Pie 2, American Wedding, and American wedding. Reunion, right?
Reunion.
Oh, fuck.
So there was four of those.
I think I only saw the first two.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, that was pretty good, though, man.
That's it.
Nobody watched fucking the Magic Mike series?
No.
What the fuck?
Wait, there's three of them?
I don't know.
You know what? You know, just because you mentioned it, I did want to mention it earlier, but I don't know if you guys seen it on Netflix, the 365 series, Trilogy.
What is that?
365.
365 days.
Yeah, 365 days.
Is that the like the sexy one?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And like I think I started seeing the first one.
Like the soft porn fucking one.
Yeah.
Whatever her name is. Yeah. Man.
That
lady is something.
She likes to fuck.
Yeah, she does. Yeah. Well, she didn't at first.
I know.
What?
Yeah. That she had to get enticed.
Yes.
Kind of like 50 Shades of Grey and shit.
Right. And, yeah. And he refused to rape her. I don't know. I'm not sure why.
I know.
Why wouldn't he rape her?
He was in international waters.
I know.
Dude, everything goes.
just throw her off the boat.
That's Axel Fellas at 555.
Hey, whoa.
This is the Ask the Fellas show on demand and around the world.
You know what? I was on social media last time, and they brought out this question. And I was like, oh, you know what? This is a good question for Bartles. So, Bartles, pay attention. So, would you prefer to find $4 million or find your love of your life?
$4 million.
Really?
Come on.
Fuck that shit.
What do you mean?
The love of your life, where, like, you're happy, you know. Yeah, you're happy.
Okay. With that question, you said $4 million right away, right?
Okay.
How much would you pay to find the love of your life?
$1 million.
That's fair.
Yeah, right?
That's smart.
Even though I'm not recognizing you, but yes. Right?
Yes.
I mean, okay, do you have $1 million to spend to find the love of your life?
No. Because I just got $4 million.
No, forget that.
Look, how are we forgetting that already?
No, but just forget that okay. Anybody's offering you any money.
All right.
How much would you spend to find the love of your life?
$100.
Okay.
He goes, I got that.
Fair, man. There's this wonderful Chinese restaurant in TJ.
That is true.
It's called Hong Kong.
And there's a Momo there.
My gosh.
So you would prefer money over finding the love of your life?
I mean, bro, marica. With $4 million, I can invest $1 million,
sure.
Turn that shit into fucking $5 million.
But that's not.
How are you gonna turn it into
the question is the love of your life, like
investments.
Pásame el secreto, güey.
I know, like, woo, five times the amount, like
yeah, bro.
In 5 days,
you put that shit in crypto.
This is the guy.
Hold. You put that shit all in. If I have $1 million, I'll put it all in Bitcoin, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And that shit will, you know, in 5 years, it'll be $5 million.
Wow. Okay.
Mark my words today, motherfuckers.
So you would choose money?
Yeah, I would choose the money. Hell yeah. Because if I have $4 million, bro.
So while you wait for your money to grow,
yeah, I'm gonna fuck a bunch of bitches,
but not the love of your life.
So each woman,
you know what?
Each woman that I fuck is the love of my life at that moment, because I put every single ounce of effort into my love life when it comes to the women that I fuck.
Your soul and your being into it?
Yeah, bro.
Really?
Yeah, that's why they fall in love with me for like a year or two. And then they realize, that this guy's nothing. This guy's no good.
He has no money.
No, I have money.
I mean, not $4 million.
But I don't know. I think they want long-term shit. Yeah. And I'm like, I don't know if I want that.
They want yachts, bro.
Yeah.
Is that what the young girls
the
want?
Yachts and hoes.
See, I can buy. Yeah. Oh, see? See?
Is that what
for
they want?
$4 million, I spent $500,000 on a nice little yacht. And, bro, I have a love of my life for Monday, for Tuesday, I'll skip Wednesday because I need to rest. And then Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
You're going to get repoed on Saturday.
No, I paid for it. It's already paid off.
Oh, it's already paid off.
Yeah.
Okay, but then you got dock fees. You got slip fees. You got maintenance. And you got to buy a fucking skipper, bro. You got
a
fucking
skipper.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You got to pay for a skipper.
No, no. Don't forget, you got to swab the deck.
Did he say swab the dick?
Swab the deck. Oh, D-E-C-K.
Oh, D-E-C-K.
Well, I do have to swab the dick, too, though. Yeah.
Swab the dick.
You got to clean
gotta swab that shit.
Clean that shit out every so often.
You got to make sure it doesn't have chlamydia.
Uh-huh, or fucking schmeckma.
Dude, you can create a nice little life with $4 million.
Right? Yeah, I can have an artificial fucking love of my life, bro.
Sure, you can.
Yeah.
But you're not going to find that like, true love.
True love, bro.
Have you ever felt that?
True love?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course I have.
And you wouldn't give all that money to get that back?
No. For who you think you're talking to? Fucking Victorious?
What the fuck? What a bitch.
He'll put the closet back.
No, the answer is no. I would take the money. Hands down. What about you guys?
You're talking about like this age right now or
yeah, like, right now.
I mean, it's not fair because you guys have your loves of your lives. And this will too. I guess I'm the only loser here.
We're not loser.
You're not a loser.
Now I feel
you
sad.
Haven't lost yet.
I've lost.
No, not yet.
Let's not say that out loud.
I truly believe he's still out there.
He's still out there. Dude, maybe you're looking at the wrong gender.
Yeah.
With $4 million. Hey, with $4 million, I can disappear. You'll never know
right. Who
I'm fucking.
True.
You know? I could be spending the rest of my life in Thailand.
Dude.
Wait, hold on. Thailand? Why Thailand?
Bangkok.
That didn't answer any of my questions.
There's a lot of those she-males.
Oh.
They prefer to be called lady boys.
Oh, lady boys.
Racist,
okay, damn.
Racist ass fool.
Damn, Mr. Advocate.
Hey, $4 million will go a long way in Thailand.
Hell yeah.
Man,
sure.
Yeah.
I have a huge house.
They'll have the Barlos parade that year.
Wee. Boy. He'll be like fucking, what's that? That one, the deities, fucking Bundy? No.
What?
What? What's that fat fucking guy that's a whole religion?
He's a whole religion?
Yeah. Buddha?
Buddha!
Oh. I was like, what? Bundy's.
Bundy.
Why'd you call him Bundy?
In my head, he looks like King Kong Bundy from the WWE.
Or you should have said, he kind of looks like King Kong Bundy. He sits down and he crosses his legs.
Imagine they make fucking statues out of Barlow's and shit.
Hey. You guys show up.
Yo, Buddha.
What the fuck? He's got a beard just like Barlow's.
He has a little penis in my actual size.
And you stroke it for good luck.
Make me fertile.
Holy shit.
So if you were to find a lady boy. That was like really, you know, you're really connecting everything. That wouldn't bother you?
Hey, love is love. No one's judging here.
Yeah, we're not judging,
bro. Yeah, love is love, bro. Mm-hmm. Love is love. Mm-hmm. Does she have a penis?
I said lady boy.
Oh, then no.
Wait, what?
It has to be gone already.
Why are you winking at me?
Wink, wink, wink.
You know who talks about that shit openly?
Who?
What's that comedian fuck that was in Jury Duty? Pauly Shore.
Oh, but that fool's like bi.
Well, isn't
though.
He gay?
Yeah, well, now he's
he gay.
Openly talks about like fucking ladyboys.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, does he? Know?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah. It's fucking weird.
So he's openly, I guess, gay?
He's openly ladyboy pro. Or
so
whatever.
He's bi then, I guess, yeah. Right? Because he likes the woman part and the. I don't know.
He says they're beautiful and that's all he focuses on.
I mean, that's like the new way of thinking for the Gen Zers mm-hmm. and all the fools.
But that fucker's older than us.
That's true.
That son of a bitch.
Like, hey, you found a loophole.
But listen, don't you think that the love of your life, mm-hmm. spending time with the love of your life, mm-hmm. is worth more than money?
Well, no, I don't know, because I don't have it. So if I had
which part? You don't have the love of your life, or you don't have the $4 million? You don't have it either right now.
You're a loser,
right? Didn't I say that earlier? Wow.
You're not a loser, man. It's still not over.
It's still not over,
You
bro.
Can hit the lotto, or you can find the love of your life.
Or I can just work and make the money, right?
$4 million?
Yeah.
I can.
You can make $4 million.
Yeah, you can make $4 million. Yeah. By the time you hit 85?
Yeah. I'll be 200K shy of $4 million. But
right, yeah.
I'm good.
It's still a multi-millionaire.
Yeah. Who needs $4 million at 89, though?
Exactly. You know who?
Who?
Your grandchildren. They're the ones that are going to stay with it.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
I know. That's fucked up, huh?
I know, man. You've worked your whole fucking life.
I know. And then they get rich when you die.
And they just use it up on cracking on cores and shit.
Nah.
The shit you would have done.
motherfuckers. Just spent it on cracking fucking cores.
That's some bullshit.
Yourself.
Yeah. No, my daughter, she's got it made. When I fucking go, she's got it made.
Well, she's got it made.
Yeah.
So do your grandchildren, too.
Well, yeah, because they're going to live the life of wealth and shit. Mm-hmm.
They're going to live off the earnings of this podcast.
Hey, if that was the case.
Hold.
No, if that was the case, my daughter needs to move to Mexico and buy $25 corritas.
Hey, what if this happens? What if the podcast goes on after we're gone? And it's kind of like Picasso, that his works
right
only went up in value once he was dead.
Right.
And
imagine?
Then, and then our...
Should we kill Barlos and give it a shot?
No, we need to put it on the put it up to a vote.
No, we voted.
No, we so we voted before we came in here.
The podcast has spoken.
No, that's some bullshit. No, I have my ideas of who should die first. Shit.
Don't talk about Shomar like that, man.
Because
you're looking at me, bitch.
he's not even discreet.
Hey, man, after this past Sunday, you're not that far.
I know. Fuck, I fucked up, man.
Motherfucker.
Dude.
Hey, next year is back on Saturday.
Back on Saturday. Dude, right now that we said the thing, did you finish watching Yellow Jackets?
No.
You gave up on it?
Well, you know what? There's so much shit to watch. I was like, every time I see it on Netflix, Netflix has season two now.
Okay.
I'm like an episode 3 of season 2.
Okay.
Which so far it's good.
It's doing all right.
But I started watching Mobland. I finished that shit. That shit was good, by the way.
Really good.
Yeah, really good. And then I've been watching, what the fuck else I've been watching? I've been watching a bunch of Japanese and Korean shit that they put on Netflix too now.
Like, nice.
And it's all about fucking aliens.
Do they have subtitles?
Yeah, or you put the,
the dub thing.
English dub. Oh, I just finished Squid Games.
Yeah, I saw that too. Yeah.
The second one.
There was two parts.
Yeah.
Two parts.
Yeah, I just finished it.
Yeah, I didn't like the second one.
So I want to go back. I want to go back and
yeah, yeah.
You know what one I watched that it was a while back? It was Animal Kingdom.
Mm-hmm. I haven't seen that.
That was pretty cool.
Is that the one where Tanya Estrada came up? Animal Kingdom?
That's the one Jericho talks about.
I think she did. Yeah, she did. Yeah, she came on Animal Kingdom. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? Oh, man. I think. Remember Narcos, the series?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's a. I don't know if it's on Prime or Netflix or something. It's The Last Narc.
Mm-hmm.
It's a documentary.
Oh, it's really good, by the way.
Yeah, you saw it, right?
It's on Prime, yeah.
Yeah. It was really good. You guys have a chance, go look for it.
Oh, I think I'm the one that fucking recommended that shit to Jericho.
Yeah, right? You probably did. It's a 4-part series.
Yeah.
And it's is he DEA or CIA, the guy that was talking?
No, he's the DEA.
DEA, yeah. He was the DEA.
And he uncovered the CIA and all that shit. That shit just fucks you up.
Yeah, that shit.
Like, I wasn't ready for some of it, and I was like, oh, shit. Mm-hmm. That just lets you know, man, how fucked up shit is.
Hell yeah. Mm-hmm. Hell yeah. That's how the crack epidemic happened in fucking over here in L.A. They're the ones that fucking push that shit.
But you see how, like, they were trying to cover up all this shit, and the shit's still going on, like, even though with all this Trump shit. And
yeah, with the Epstein fucking files.
Yeah, they're trying to, like, fool you, look over here and shit.
Dude, fucking Trump, though, he's fucking letting it. He's fucking senile, because they're trying to, over here, his team is trying to cover the shit up, and over here, people are asking him questions, and he's like, well, you know, when he was at Mar-a-Lago, and he was taking... You know, some of the women that worked there, I told him not to because that's not cool. And then, you know, he said, okay, I'm not going to do it again. And then he did it again. And I was, you know, I was like, why are you doing that? Don't do that again. And it's like, okay, so you mean, so, you know, obviously that translates to him fucking trafficking women. And then they asked him,
They asked him a name.
A name, mm-hmm. which is the main woman that
something
is
something farmer, or yeah. is it farmer or some other lady?
Gilia, son, Galia,
with a G, with yeah. a G.
Okay,
she's the main one, and they asked him, "Oh, was she one of those women that he took from you?" And he's like, "Well, you know, I can't say that. I can't say, you know, it's one of those stories that's always out there." Yeah. And then at the end, he finished. Yeah, it was her. Yeah, and they were, you know, they were on the young side.
Wasn't she 16 when yeah. she worked for him?
Yeah,
I mean, come on.
So I know that his team is like fucking scrambling right now. Like, oh well, you know what he meant to say was this, or this is what he meant to say. This.
See, I don't think he's gonna last long because his team is just already getting tired, and they're getting tired of patching these holes when he's making other ones on this side.
Because they're all gonna get fucking caught up. They're all gonna get caught up.
Wouldn't you be asking for a raise at this point,
dude? Like,
just keep raising well, my. I'm, you know look, what? I'm doing all these.
No,
things.
At this point, you need to try to fucking figure out a way to fucking
like
to
an
leave.
Exit plan, right?
An exit plan, dude.
Yeah. There is no exit plan for them, though.
Yeah, you're fucked.
But
they're
see,
fucked
the,
already.
The thing is that I think he's paying them with that coin that he created.
Oh, that's bullshit.
The crypto shit.
Yeah,
no,
he's
just
paying
them.
No, but well, he's paying them like on like that underground coins and shit.
Well, I mean, that's his way of getting bribes, by the way.
Yeah.
Right. Like, if you want a favor, you buy crypto.
Right.
His crypto, I mean.
Right. Yeah.
And that's how you curry favor with him, and then you get whatever
you
want.
And I think that's who he's paying his team with that money. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they're like, that's why they're taking all these bullets for him. And, you know, but it's just crazy how all that is.
That's terrible. But anyway.
It's insane. It's insane, dude.
How do we get to this point?
I don't know.
Oh, we're talking about narcos.
Oh, yeah.
And the CIA and all that
CIA,
shit. Cover up and all that
cover
stuff.
Cover up. So. Crackheads. Anyway.
Anyway,
I'll take the money.
Oh, that's what we were talking about.
That's what we were talking about. Right.
I'm sorry, I like threw that shit completely off. Fuck.
In 5 seconds, tell me who. What would you do, Barlow? I'm sorry,
Barlow. That's an insult.
I'm pointing.
He's trying to throw you off.
I'm pointing at Shomar and said Barlow's. But Shomar, what would you take?
A love of the life, man.
Love of your life.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. What? Can you tell me why?
I think because I've been single for a long time, and I've been like doing all these things. I mean, of course, we didn't have that much money and stuff. But,
yeah, you didn't have
you know,
the
we
4
lived,
million, bro.
Yeah. Well, that's true. But, you know, we did a lot of stuff and everything. And, you know, just being like in love and finding the love of your life and everything just puts you in a different place that you've never been. So until you feel it, I think that's when you kind of start seeing like different perspectives.
I have a question. So accepting the 4 million means you're never going to find the love of your life?
That's exactly.
That was that was it.
That's what it is.
Do you find
That's not what you said.
I did. I said do you find $4 million or find the love of your life?
Yeah.
Or.
So, okay. So taking the money means you're never going to find the love of your life.
But you're going to have all this money and you could do all this shit and everything. Mm-hmm. So if that's not priority then.
So you could buy love but not the love of your life.
Mm. See, That's a different question now.
Yeah.
But it's like crack though. Like you're always gonna chase the dragon. So like the first time you get a girl to love you, it's gonna cost $1,000.
Chase a what? A dragon?
Chase the dragon.
Yeah. I've never chased a dragon. For
the record. I mean, first of all, who's your shroom contact?
He's like, you know, like when you chase a dragon.
Hey, what color is it?
Mine is purple.
Cause if it, oh, man. I was about to say, because if it's white, I ain't chasing it. Okay.
No, that's what they call it. Like, let's say if you do heroin,
uh-huh.
The first time they say is like the most fucking amazing thing you've ever had in your life.
It is.
It's like having sex for hours. And
like just, orgasm.
An orgasm for hours, right? And it doesn't go away, right? But the second time, it's less and less and less and less. Yeah. And you're always chasing that first time.
Yep.
And you never can get back to that first. You're doing more and more drugs, and you can never get to that first time feeling. And the same thing with crack, and I think the same thing with coke, and the same thing with a lot of things. Because a lot of like my friends that smoke weed say they don't even get high anymore. They just like just like smoking weed.
I don't know how that's possible though. That you can't get high with weed.
That's what they say. I don't know.
Well, I think you just need to try different strands, I'm guessing.
I'm sure.
Because you do get immune to, like, just like Tylenol and all that shit. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't, or those monster drinks or whatever. Mm-hmm. People start taking, like, stronger shit. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, like I was saying, if you know, you get your first girl to love you, that's $1,000. But then the next, even that same girl, you're going to have to pay her $2,500. Maybe it's going to be, you know, $4,500. And then after that, it's going to be $20,000. than 40,000.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about love.
Like you're trying to buy love.
You're gonna keep having to
up the game
just to get the same amount of love.
Like
just
take them on bigger trips
just to feel it. Yeah, and then you're out of money. Then it's over.
Because you're kind of chasing the dream, you know what
well,
I mean?
Well, maybe if I run out of money.
The dragon.
You're chasing the dragon.
If I run out of money by 70, I'll be good. Because at that point, I don't think I want to have sex anymore at that point.
But $4 million, that's going to run out pretty quick if you're going to chase that love.
Well, we're going to go to, you know, we're not going to spend money in the
U.S. going to Thailand.
Yeah.
That's still going
to
be the same.
We're going to go to inexpensive countries.
Love is expensive.
Like El Salvador, you know? Okay.
Victorious, what would you choose?
Man, that. At first, it seemed like it was easy, but now that they changed it to or like basically that you're not gonna find that because I think if you find like the love of your life, you don't have to have a lot of money to enjoy life with them. Right. You know what I mean? Like that's the thing. Versus if you do, you can have a lot of money, but still feel that level of emptiness. Mm-hmm. I think like that's so it's. That definitely changed up the question. Yeah, because otherwise I'm just like, fuck that.
It was always or.
Was it?
Yeah.
It was always like, or. Maybe I missed. Yeah. No, but.
I mean, obviously I missed it because $4 million. I'm like, dude. I know, right?
That's a hell of a lot of money.
That's $4 million, I mean, yeah, that's bro.
Right, because I think when you said it, I think I took it as okay, like you get like the immediate gratification of love of your life. Right? Versus, okay, well, I'll take the $4 million and maybe I'll find
somebody.
Her.
I'll continue to look for that one person that I want in my life.
Maybe I'll get lucky.
But it won't happen. And by the way, when you find the love of your life, it never wears off, right?
Uh-huh.
Like that's the person that you
that
love.
That kind of
for
fits
rest,
or
right?
whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
So if I take the $4 million, if I find somebody that I think is the love of my life, it's not going to work because the way that the system is set, they're going to lose it because I took the $4 million.
Like you won't find interest. Like after a while, you'll get bored of her.
Damn. All right.
Anyway, it's true because what Jerky was saying, because you have a lot of rich people that, you know, after a while, they just, you know, they like you don't see them happy as much.
Well, I mean,
because it becomes used to it. Like they're used
look,
to
look at the president of the United States of America.
God, right.
Oh, she can't stand that
for that woman. You know, she's just there for the fucking money. You know,
there you go. Yeah,
that's it. It's all for the money. I don't think she even fucking fucks the guy anymore.
They don't even live in the same. I don't think she lives in the same place with him.
No,
she's like in that other fucking mansion or whatever.
Yeah.
Mar-a-Lago or something? I think that's where she stays.
It's crazy. I don't know. But I don't know, man.
Anyway.
I'll choose the love of my life every day, all day, every day.
All day, every day.
All day, every day.
I would do the same, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, because I didn't know it was either or.
Yeah, it's either
or. Yeah. So, every woman that I date...
I said or. Rewind that shit.
No, but the thing is, like, you probably said or. No, you did say or, but I think we understood it as like you guys had an opportunity to meet them down the line.
There was no emphasis on either. You get the love of your life, and that's it. You get the love of your life, and you get the love of your life, or you can take the money, but you don't get the love of your life.
He didn't emphasize that.
Yeah, he didn't.
He didn't emphasize. But that's what he meant. I got what he meant. Yeah.
You smart.
They heard like, smart. It's because I you know, I chase dragons.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Chavo, and you're listening to Ask the Fellas, where everybody could be a fella.
You know, I think you guys heard whore.
Whore.
$4 million. Whore.
$4 million.
Whore. Or the love of your life. Shit. I'll go with whore.
Yeah. I would love the love of my life.
Yeah.
Every woman I date, you know, I consider them a potential love of my life, you know? And when it doesn't work out, it's, you know, it hurts.
Yeah.
Barlow's loves hard. So, you know, it does get to Barlow's.
You only love when you're hard?
That's when I show my real love.
And then the blue pill fades away, and you're like,
I know. And then
I guess it wasn't real love.
Then I gotta take more love for the pill.
It wasn't real love.
Hey, fellas, real quick, a 2-minute topic. Can we do a little 2-minute topic?
Barlow segment.
Let's do it.
Go.
What do you mean a Barlow segment?
2 minutes.
Okay. What does that mean?
Yeah, that's his love life. 2 minutes.
It's fucked up. No.
He's like, I appreciate that, bro.
I know. The hell?
I want to start a list of things that you can do. Like, okay, so things that women can do that men cannot do together, like, or share together.
Man or men?
Men. So, like, there are things that women do on a normal day.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
That, like, let's say they go to the restroom together.
Right.
Right? They could go and dance together, and no one's going to bat an eye.
Right.
Right?
We could do that.
No, we can't.
We can go to the bathroom together.
No, we can't.
Yeah, but people know that you're going in and cooking.
Can I get up to the bathroom and say, Bartos, would you like to go to the bathroom?
Yeah, you say, no, like, you don't say it like that. You say, back me up, fool. Yeah. And you go.
That sounds more gay.
Don't get behind me. Like,
that's what you're saying.
Like, back me up. Hey, come on, man. Let's go.
Or you show me the little baggie, and I'm like, oh, okay, I'll beat you.
No, that's different. That's different. That's sharing drugs. You can do that.
Okay.
You can do that. See? But yeah, but you women share clothes. Can men share clothes? I don't think.
A sweater.
No. I'm not going to let nobody borrow my sweater.
Or anything?
What? No, not even a sweater.
Swimming trunks?
I'm not going to let you borrow my swimming trunks.
Your thongs?
Your brother wanted to borrow my swimming trunks this weekend. I was like, no, man, I'm fucking wearing them.
He tried to get in there with you?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
I'm not going to do that.
let me slip right in. Don't worry. You don't even have to take them off.
It's like, bro, you stretched out the front part. For those that don't know, Bartos' brother is black.
No, not that brother. The other brother, the little brother.
Oh, never mind. I take it back.
He said, borrow your trunks?
No, yeah. His daughter wanted to go in the pool. And he's like, I didn't bring my trunks. And I'm like, did you bring your trunks? I'm like, yeah. They borrow them. I'm like, no, I'm wearing them.
Wait, yeah, you were wearing trunks and you didn't even get in the pool?
No, I didn't even take off my jeans.
Dude, what the fuck?
I wore jeans, by the way. I was like, I'm not.
And you wearing jeans?
I'm not going to go to a fucking a party and wear shorts. What it was self-respecting man.
It was a pool party.
It was a pool party.
I understand that.
Pool party with a fucking jacuzzi.
I understand.
With a slide.
Still can't.
A waterfall.
Can't
a bridge.
Real men don't
a
wear
bridge.
Shorts.
A bridge.
Real men don't wear shorts. Unless they're on vacation in Cabo. But that's
Wait a minute. I wear shorts all the time.
Really? Oh, shit.
I'm wearing shorts right now.
You know what? Today in a long time, I'm actually wearing pants. I had to go to the office today.
Oh,
sorry.
Shit. I thought they were tights. I thought they were leggings.
Shut the fuck up. So what was the question?
I know. That's the same thing I was thinking. I was like, wait, what?
So what are the things that women do
or
share that men can't do?
Like
wear makeup.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they can share
wear makeup.
Right.
I mean, I've seen some guys.
Good answer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it on the board? There it is.
Or
right.
Hats, caps. Like, I would never want to wear someone else's fucking cap.
Yeah, I wouldn't either.
That's kind of weird. Yeah.
That's kind of weird. Sweaty as fuck.
Yeah, like different kind of sweat.
Yeah, I'll never share my hat. And women probably share hats, right?
Yeah, hats or like little fucking hair thingies or whatever the
that's
fuck.
That's right. Yeah. Like those little scrunchies,
earrings,
too.
Though, they'll share earrings and shit.
That's weird, too, man.
You know what? I wouldn't want to share shoes. I know women share their shoes a lot.
Yeah, they share
the
shoes, too.
That's true.
Really? They're,
yeah, like they're like, here, try this on or you can use these, like. I think that's fucking weird. You know what? Like, I would let somebody borrow my jacket. Like, if they're fucking cold, I'd be like, go ahead, bro.
As a guy?
Okay. Yeah, I don't care. It probably wouldn't fit them, but.
And, you know, the truth is, I think I wash jackets way less than I do, like, a t-shirt, and I won't let you borrow a t-shirt.
Wait, you wash jackets?
Don't you?
No.
Like, once after, like, they're, like, kind of funky. Because you, like, those thin jackets, you can wear. You can wash those,
I guess.
Yeah, you but what? You don't wash them, though, because you just throw them back in the closet.
Yeah.
But I still won't let you borrow a t-shirt.
Not a t-shirt.
But I'll let you borrow a jacket. It's kind of weird because I can wash a shirt easily.
You know, I think I'm okay with you guys wearing
well, what if I
borrowing
wear
a t-shirt.
Like wear my shirt. Like, if I mean, it's I mean, I know if you're going to ruin it, then you know, it's one of my good shirts or sweaters. I won't let you borrow it.
Well,
if
I mean,
something else, then fuck it.
Victoria's is like an extra large.
2X.
Yeah, you're like
2X. And you're like a medium.
But you have seen some of the shirts that he wears. Sometimes they're kind of tight.
I can't help it. I'm fucking tall, bro. I gotta get the XLT.
Bitch, no, you gotta shop at Big and Tall. Fucking
no. Why? Well, the only place that has it is JC Penney's, and sometimes their shit is like kind of
shop online. Oh no, you're cheap ass motherfucker.
What they got?
What's wrong with online?
Shit online. What
fool?
You shop there or what?
Hey, shop where also shops at.
Fuck that.
Why? Go get some Biggie Smalls.
Some Biggie Smalls shirts.
No. Some Tupac.
Nah, I'm good.
You said you don't like style.
Nah. I definitely won't let anybody borrow my car, right? Like, I know it's a weird, big ask, but if somebody asked you for your car, would you let them borrow it?
No.
It's
maybe
tough,
when
bro.
I was younger, I would be like, yeah, fuck it, take it. Now it's like,
it's just because there's so many things that could happen, right? Like, say something happens, and then what?
Well, your insurance will cover it.
But then, like, are they gonna pay the deductible or right. what? Like, what's gonna happen?
And then your insurance goes up,
right? And then it's just like, fuck.
Well, if they're not at fault, it doesn't.
I know, but what,
now,
if,
what if they are at fault? Yeah.
Then
they scratch it or some shit like that where they're like, oh, I got you, I'll pay, but they never do.
Yeah, are you gonna be like, nah, don't worry, it's all right. Like,
fuck that shit. Not at this age.
Nah, you'd be
not
like,
not
yeah.
at 36.
Is that it takes? Is that you gotta take care of it?
Hell nah, fuck that shit. You better go start chasing dragons, motherfucker.
You know what? I think men are they have to be selfish, right? Because we don't want to share anything. We don't want to do anything.
Because we don't have much.
I guess
we have enough, but not like
girls. They have a shitload of clothes. You know, you go to the department store, it's like the whole fucking shopping center is pretty much girls. The guys just have a little space, so we got to choose our shit from there.
You know what they also do together? They go in the same dressing room to go pick out clothes.
Oh yeah, and they change in front of each other.
Yeah, that's got to be weird.
Yeah, I wouldn't change in front of you guys. That's weird.
No thanks, man. No.
You wouldn't try out like a suit in front of us and be like,
I could try a suit, but like we wouldn't go into the same changing room or anything like that. Like if I'm doing that shit like outside, then fucking I'm doing it outside. But
I'll let you borrow cologne, like if you need a spray, you know, a little.
Yeah, or like if we were in Vegas or whatever and we're in a room, throw on, get dressed and shit, but not like my underwear and shit, but like. You know, changing.
Yeah. In the changing room, right?
Yeah.
This is a little off topic, but did you guys ever, when you were little kids, needed to go to a bathroom and you were inside of a changing room and just piss in the corner?
No.
Cherokee's like, wait.
You're the reason.
You're like, neither have I.
neither have I.
You're the reason JCPenney changing room was always stinking. Smell like piss in here.
I remember I did that shit, man.
That's why Mervin's closed.
Everybody got pink eye in the dressing room.
Say, what the fuck? You ruined Mervin.
Hey, guys, this is also you listening to Ask the Fellas.
All right, fellas. It's time to get out of here, man.
Wait, no. What are you talking about?
Let's go, man. We've been recording forever, dude. I'm tired. I'm still trying to recover from Sunday.
Sunday, bloody Sunday.
I'm tired, bro.
Oh, yeah. You still went out, though.
Yeah, what the fuck,
man? You still went out to go drinking, huh?
Oh, I know.
You texted everybody, like, hey, we're going to be at Alex's house.
Oh, yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
Hey, you know, Alex is going to text me, hey, what the fuck, bro? You fucking throwing out my name on the show and shit. Fool, nobody knows you.
You know, and I was tipsy.
He lives at 555.
Whoa.
You know, I was tipsy, too, and but my girl knocked some sense into me. So, you know, it's Sunday. I mean, yeah, it's Sunday and stuff. We got to work tomorrow. So, like,
hey, there was another pool, another more drinks, more food.
Yeah, but we were. See, that's why you got to keep it on a Saturday.
Yeah, I will. Okay.
You know what?
I'm sorry.
I'm starting to appreciate parties more on Friday.
I know.
Because Saturday you recover, and then Sunday you still got to do it all over again. You know, or hang out.
We went to a wedding on Friday the other
day. Yeah.
It was awesome.
You know, and even though you start a little later on a Friday. Dude, it makes your weekend feel extra long.
Right?
Bro.
It feels like a 3-day weekend.
Yeah.
So, would you go if I had the party on a Friday?
No.
He just doesn't like your ass.
I know, right? Motherfucker, man.
That's what it is.
You know what? I'm never considering you again.
God damn it.
Fuck you.
You know what? You just got to have the party when we record. Like that, he has to show. He won't even know.
He's like, hey, I can't make it today. We have to go shopping because we have clothes to buy for our weekend
getaway.
It's coming up in 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Motherfucker. Man. Anyway.
Fuck Victorious, man.
Yeah, let's get the fuck out of here. Zip it up and zip it down, motherfucker.
Yeah. Good time. You know, great topics. You know, so... With that, I'm out. Oh, Dodgers, they're fucking making me like fucking heartburn and shit. I don't know what's going on with them, man. But
the pitching pool.
I'm like, fuck. But anyways, let's go Dodgers. Fuck the kicker. Over to you, Mick.
All right. Oh, man. Fuck. Good fucking show. Damn. The fucking trilogy thing was fucking trippy, bro. I think. But you know what? I really like fucking the Back to the Future. I right when you said it, I went there, man.
So which one would be... All right, let's go around. Which one would be your ultimate trilogy? Hmm. We already named a lot.
That's a good question.
And I think they were all great. And there was some that you didn't... Jerky didn't mention, or we didn't mention that.
Oh yeah, there's
like,
tons,
off.
Bro.
Like, was it one of them was Rocky, and the other one was Rambo.
Rambo, yeah.
Those were great. So which one would be like your ultimate? Like you could watch it over and over.
You know what I like Rocky the, I think the series of Rocky I've always liked it, bro. Always liked that. I know it's probably not the best, but I like for me I've always enjoyed Rocky. So if I could watch something over and over again, it would be Rocky. I even liked the fucking Rocky Five. That was kind of
Oh yeah.
With fucking Tommy Gunn and shit.
My house stinks. You let my house, my house stinks.
You sound more like Al Pacino with the angry.
It stinks.
I'm sorry.
What about you, Barlow?
I would go with the Aliens trilogy.
Aliens, really?
Alien 1, 2, and 3. Yeah.
Really?
What do you mean me?
Yeah, because I thought you would do like some like fucking cool. Lord of the Rings or some shit like that.
I mean, I would, but I think Aliens is the one that I love. But like I rewatch 1 and 2 a whole lot, and then 3 once in a while because it's not as good, but I'll watch all three of them. And I fucking love them.
Jerky?
I've even watched them set with my daughter that we watched the series. I mean, the trilogy.
That's nice. I'll still go with the Mighty Ducks.
Mighty Ducks? Really? Mighty Ducks?
The Flying V, baby.
Fly V, bro! No, you know what? The Major League series, even though part one was the only good one, I still have to go with Major League.
Really?
Yeah. Part two, part three was terrible.
I didn't even know they had a part three.
They did have a part three. But back to the minors or some shit like that. Oh, I don't know. Where, but part one was my all-time favorite.
We didn't even mention any horrors. Trilogies like fucking Insidious,
Freddy Krueger,
and fucking
Halloween,
yeah, Hellraiser.
You know, with me, it would be Back to the Future, just because they all ties in. They all like leave off with something, and then you're like, oh shit! Except for the last one. Last one was pretty.
I've never been a
whack.
Big fan of Back to the Future.
Are you really?
Really?
I don't like it.
That's got to be the perfect trilogy, because he's right. They all tie in, and they all make sense.
Yeah, but they're all the same fucking movie. They do the same shit.
But that's what a trilogy is. Like the Hangover, they do the same shit.
No, I don't like it.
Honorable mentions though: Toy Story, Despicable Me, The Expendables, Rambo, Rocky, Scream, Mission Impossible, Rush Hour, Spider-Man, Final Destination.
Oh yeah, that
Poltergeist.
Yes, Deadpool. Is Deadpool trilogy?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
I don't remember. I know there's a part two. There is a part three.
Is it?
Yes, yeah, the one with Wolverine.
Oh, okay.
X-Men, Origins, the Wolverine one, Iron Man, Captain America, Austin Powers, Once Upon a Time in Mexico, which is El Mariachi and Desperado.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I like those.
Yeah.
Those are kind of cool.
And that one is where I fell in love with Salma Hayek. When she was singing that song.
Desperado.
In front of the Antonio Banderas, and she had her eyes closed. Sexiest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, Antonio Banderas was pretty fit back then.
No.
Oh man, this week, man, I want to give a shout out to fucking punk ass also, man.
Also.
I know. Yeah, he's like you guys haven't shouted me out. Yeah, shout out to him, man.
Put him in the little credits or whatever it's called. The little shout outs.
Yeah.
No, what are the things that
the little promos. The promos.
He's in the promos.
Was he in a show last week?
What's that?
Was he in the show last week?
No, he hasn't been on the show. He wants to.
Oh, wait. You guys didn't record
last
week?
We didn't record last week.
Oh, shit.
We ended up not recording.
Oh.
Yeah. So, and that fool. because he's super competitive, bro. Like, that's why I'm not competitive at all. And we went to, we went bowling, like, I think it was last week.
On Sunday?
No, not Sunday.
You almost got caught.
I was like, so we went bowling on Sunday on purpose.
Fucking Bartle's going to be like, is this your sick mother, Mick?
She looks more like a man.
With a fucking beard.
An ugly man.
Now here, Marlo's.
No, man, but this fool's level of fucking competitiveness. I'm like, bro, she's like 65 years old. Like, he's like beating old ladies, and he's like hyped about it.
You know,
I'm
what?
Like, come on, man.
In your face, you old bitch. You old bitch.
You know what? Here's a good idea. We should do a bowling competition against like the other podcast.
I like it.
Oh yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And the winner gets like I don't know, like a case of beer or whatever, like or mezcal or whatever of our choosing.
How about a golden mic?
Yeah, ooh, a golden mic.
Yeah. Yeah. 18 karat. Mm.
Nice. I'll keep plated score. Oh man, but good fucking show, guys.
What about Bombtastic?
Oh yeah, we forgot to shout out Bombtastic. Shout out to you, Bombtastic. Man, Bombtastic is like one of the fellas, man. She's always shouting us out, man. Much love to her. And she loves to fucking feed hummingbirds, apparently. That's fucking cool.
You know what? How do you feed them? Is that a euphemism or something?
I know. Like, what the fuck?
No. She's feeding real hummingbirds.
How do you do that?
What?
She puts the seeds in her hand or something?
No. There's a thing. You buy this fucking thing. I'm sure she got it on Amazon and she hung it up. Uh-huh. And I don't know if they. Maybe, it might be sugar. Water, might sugar be sugar water.
It comes with nectar.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I bought one too.
Yeah.
You my did? Daughter was like, "Dad, I want to have hummingbirds on our front porch or whatever." Like, all right, I've never seen those motherfuckers.
Oh, really?
But the fucking water fucking go. You know, it finishes.
Yeah. And he sees his ring camera in his Bartles drunk. He's taking a swig.
I mean, I did put a little mezcal in it.
I bought one of those fucking hummingbird feeders.
You got it too?
Yeah, dude. It was filled with ants within the week.
No,
it was terrible. It was fucking terrible, bro.
Man. Hey, did I shout out Bombtastic already?
Yeah, I think you did.
Yeah, shout out Bombtastic.
Shout out Bombtastic.
Yeah, so no, man. So with that said, what a very good soup. Ba-ba-ba-dee, ba-ba-ba-doo.
And this week, I want to put you on to a little movie called Contigo en el Futuro.
I'm out.
Oh, come on.
He's like, I can't pronounce it. I'm out.
It's called With You in the Future, and it's on Prime. They have a lot of Spanish language movies from Mexico, from other countries, from like South America.
As long as it ain't from Colombia, right?
Marica del Futuro.
I watch those fucking trailers. They start talking Colombian. I'm out. Fuck this shit. But that movie is a really good movie. It's kind of like a play on Back to the Future, where they do have like something that is disappearing, and they have to.
It's a comedy?
It's sort of a comedy, a little bit, of, not a whole, like a terrible drama, but it's about a couple that somehow fell out of love, and Cupid comes back to save the day, because Cupid says he never makes a mistake. So if Cupid hits you with his fucking arrow, it's not a mistake, even though you go through hard times. So this movie, I think, had a little bit of the things that we loved, which is what the Back to the Future, you know, like fixing the past type of deal is, and kind of like re-energizing your future. So I think you guys will enjoy it, except for Barlow's, and that'll be my pick for the week. All right. And with that, make sure to rate us with iTunes. No.
On iTunes. Okay. On iTunes.
Make sure to rate us on iTunes. Five times or it didn't happen. No, five stars or it five didn't times. Happen.
He's like, after five times, girl, if you didn't get yours,
yeah, look.
That's on you.
Hey, you know what trilogies we need to forget? The Debbie Does Dallas.
Oh, that's right.
Farmer's Girl. That was good stuff. Well, sure, we're like, still recording?
Like, there we go. I'm going to have to do it again. All right. Oh, how do I man, am I drunk? What the fuck?
Yeah, two stars or it didn't happen.
It wasn't that big of a drink. Holy shit. Okay. Here we go again. Ready? Let me see if I can do it again. How do I start?
Five stars.
No.
Oh. Two stars.
Oh, and with that, make sure to rate us on iTunes. Five stars or it didn't happen. Protect your hymen.
To me, there are three things we all should do every day. We do this every day of our life. You're going to have, what a wonderful, number one is laugh. You should laugh every day. Number two is think. You should spend some time in thought. And number three is you should have your emotions move to tears. Could be happiness or joy. But think about it. If you laugh, you think, and you cry, that's a full day. That's a heck of a day.
Ellos existen para el desmadre. Ellos son cuatro compas de misterio. Los cuatro unieron sus voces para darle vida a un pinche pa. chingón. A un pinche podcast, hasta felas. Tenemos a Shomer y luego a Barlow. Victoria es el chiludo y Jericho. Y en un lugar secreto une sus voces para darle vida a un pinche podcast que está chingón. A un pinche podcast. Podcast and stuff, fellas. La la la.
Yo soy completamente tuya, a mi manera. Pero a cambio quiero ser tu sueño. Yo no me conformo con tus besos. Quiero darte